when Paul's writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching." That time is now. "But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions." And that's what many, many people are doing. Many Christians are doing in the church. They're seeking teachers to suit their own passions, just like this guy Ed Oxford. Ed Oxford is helping to deceive so many people, and it's so, so dangerous. And it's, to me, it is absolutely insane to die on this hill, because you're literally putting your eternity at risk just to prove that the Bible doesn't say what it actually does say. So to me, it's a crazy, crazy way to live. It's a crazy way to understand what the Christian life is all about. The Christian life is not about kind of satisfying all of our desires and living our best life now. The Christian life is about dying to ourselves, dying to our desires. Jesus says, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. So to spend all this time spinning and spinning and spinning, trying to make the Bible say that homosexual practice is not only not a sin, but it's something to be celebrated and something that is good and righteous and even holy, because it's become a sacrament in marriage, is bizarre to me. It's a bizarre, and it's such a it just is a testament to how wicked the human heart is and how to what lengths we will go to justify sin.